may be seated.
Good morning. Hey, just wondering, do we have any lovers of food out there? Me too. I love food. I love lots of things about food. I love the way it tastes. I love eating. I particularly love sharing meals with people. And I love thinking about how it's integrated in so many areas of our lives. And I'm excited this year because in the next couple weeks, we've got some great opportunities here on campus to explore the issue of food and justice and lots of different things, with critical issues coming up in a couple weeks. And today, right now in chapel, we have the opportunity to hear from the Reverend Dr. Shannon Jung, who is the author of this year's first year seminar book, Hunger and Happiness. Anybody read it? Yeah, uh-huh. And we just learned that it's not just for freshmen. There are some seniors out there reading it too. Way to go, seniors. If you're a senior and you want to read it, you can ask a freshman to borrow it after the semester. Hey, but I'm excited because not only this morning, but tonight at 7 o'clock, right here in Dimnit, we'll have an opportunity to hear from him as well. And he has many great things to say. So please join me in welcoming the Reverend Dr. Shannon Jung to the campus.
Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it. Peace to you.
Peace to you.
Morning. Wow. Scripture today is a story that was pretty fresh to me. I hadn't heard it before, and it's a story about the prophet Elijah and a really surprising meal. The Syrians were at war with Israel. Somebody's always at war with Israel, you know. And the king kept planning these military attacks, but thinking he'd ambush the Israelites. But somehow or other, the Israelites always knew he was coming and vacated the place. He called his officers. He says, "What's going on here?" And they said, "It's that slippery prophet Elisha. He's always getting the word from God and warning the king before you get here." Well, the king is furious. He says, "Where is that guy?" And finds out he's at this little town called Dothan. The king gets his army together and advances on the little town. When they get there, one of Elisha's servants who's been on lookout sees this huge army, chariots and horses, etc., advancing on the little town, and he says, "Master, master, you know, what are we going to do?" And Elisha says, "Relax. God is with us." And I'll pick it up in 2 Kings, verse 18, 6. When the Syrians came down upon him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and said, "Strike this people, please, with blindness." So God struck them with blindness, as Elijah had asked. Elijah said to them, "This is not the way," talking to the blinded soldiers, "this is not the way, and this is not the city. The man you're looking for, me, is not here. Come on, I'll take you to him." As soon as they had entered Samaria, Elisha said, "Oh Lord, open the eyes of these men that they may see." The Lord opened their eyes, and they saw that they were inside Samaria, surrounded by the Israelite army. Well, the king of Israel turns to Elijah and he says, "Father, shall I kill them? Shall I kill them?" That's what you'd expect, isn't it? Elisha answered, "No. Did you capture them with your sword and your bow, those whom you want to kill? Set food and water before them so that they may eat and drink, and then let them go to their master." So he prepared for them a great feast. Didn't send out for pizza and Coke, you know. He killed the fatted calf or roasted the pig and brought out the best wine. He prepared a great feast for them. And after they ate and drank, he sent them on their way, and they went to their master. And the Syrians no longer came raiding in the land of Israel. What happened? What happened to this great clash of armies? Well, there are any number of surprising meals in the scripture. There are many banquets. The kingdom of God is compared several times to this gigantic banquet. You remember Jesus feeding the 5,000. You remember Jesus telling Zacchaeus, "Invite me to supper at your house," and the Pharisees being aghast. "Don't you know who this guy is?" Or maybe you remember Jesus breaking bread with the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, and their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, it says. Each of these meals transform the situation. They are miraculous meals. They're powerful. Some might even call them healing. What is it about food that has this wonderful, this miraculous, this powerful quality? I don't pretend to know all of it, but let me suggest two things this morning. One is the spirit of hospitality that turns strangers into friends, or at least potential friends, that breaks the cycle of expectation. We do not expect to receive anything that we don't pay for, do we? Least of all, do we expect someone whom we have treated badly will treat us any differently? The expectation is that we will be treated the way we treat others. So an act of aggression or violence begets a counteract of aggression or violence. However, when the cycle of expectations is broken, and instead of being treated as an enemy or hostile, we are treated as guests, that changes everything. Have you ever experienced that? Someone who could really harm you, someone that you've trusted, someone who could really betray you, who could harm you, invites you to have a cup of coffee or lunch with them, who offers hospitality to you. Offering hospitality to others is powerful. It changes things. You have the power to change things as well. The other feature that Scripture talks about suggests a spirit of gratitude that is expressed in the Lord's Supper or in grace before meals, or the sort of gratitude that you sang last night at the gathering or just now, thanking God, thanking others. The Syrians were grateful that their lives had been spared and they had even been served a feast. They were grateful. When Jesus sees people who are hungry or sick or in pain, he has compassion on them. He frequently produces miraculous meals of compassion and reaches out to enemies or strangers or tax collectors or prostitutes or rich people or religious leaders or young adults or seniors. And that may be the miracle. In the kingdom of God, there is a great banquet prepared for us that we can begin sharing with others now. I bet that there are such opportunities at Hope College and in Holland, Michigan, and in Southwest Michigan, and throughout the world. The Lord be with you. Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank you for the miracle of food, the miracle that makes enemies into friends. We thank you for the life of Jesus, who, having compassion on others, teaches us to have compassion on others as well. We are grateful for all that you have given us. Help us to be your disciples indeed, for we pray in your name. Amen.